您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Well, hop on board a plane, any plane, and you'll find many types of travelers. Somewhere on board will always be a loudspeaker, a farter, a snorer, and a guy who stuffed Chinese food under his seat and is stinking up the whole plane. Columnist Karen Means has just described 5 types of annoying parents on a plane. Yes, and I guess we can always see parents with kids on a plane. But do you think that parents should be more responsible when they have kids around?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. A plane is a small, relatively small, enclosed metal box, and you're not allowed to get in and out of it. That doesn't work. And you need to be respectful of the fact that there's all these other people there, and they are stuck with you, and you are stuck with them. So as a parent, I would say, one, you know, try to keep it so that your kids are not disrupting other people. Obviously, you have certain responsibilities for your kids, and you need to deal with the situation as it is, but do that, you know, try not to let them bother other people. But on the other side, everybody else, understand that kids are like this, and you were a kid too, so, you know, have a little bit of understanding there.
Okay.
You're not going to say something that agrees with Brian, I'm sure.
Well, I think, Brian, you are right that, you know, I think people, even without kids, who has been a kid before?
Most of us.
Yes, and usually are quite understanding when it comes to, you know, kids can be noisy, they can be getting into, like, mischiefs and stuff like that. But is the parent doing something about it? That is essential, I think, because there is the basic understanding that, yeah, they're difficult to handle. But are the parents doing something, trying to control the kid? And there's one type that of parents that I cannot agree with on this list, and that's number one, the slacker. That is the parent, well, that is the person, really, that is not doing anything to a bawling and hailing child and pretending to read a book or whatever and not controlling the kid. And I think that's the worst, as you find out later on, that she or he is actually a parent. But I think these are extreme cases. They don't happen as often, but when it does, you feel hopeless because you can't go up and tell the kid to put a sock in it or whatever, and, you know, it's up to the parent.
Yeah, that's true. And, all right, I think there are some other kinds that I think basically agrees. It's the same thing with the slacker, the techie, so people who just, you know, play with their phones or iPads and try to ignore their
Yeah,
kids.
Well, I think it depends on how we want to define the techie thing. If it's the same thing as a slacker, if we can use these terms here, where you just, okay, you pull out your own little device and you ignore your kids, yeah, that's a bad thing. But as the article is describing here, if it's like, okay, I'm going to give my kids the opportunity to play with their little technology there. That can be a beneficial thing because, one, kids like that.
Right.
And, two, that means they're going to be quiet probably, which is good for you and good for other passengers in general. And, like, this particular parent was saying that, you know, when they get on a plane, this is like kind of like free unlimited tech time because, obviously, you don't want to have kids, you know, playing with these little devices all the time. So you want to have restrictions. But planes are a special sort of thing. And so if you want, like, a kind of like a quick and easy way to make sure your kids aren't being a problem, you could say, okay, you know, it's a plane ride. We don't go on these a lot. It's a special situation, so you can play with your technology as much as you want there.
And have a electronic babysitter, basically.
Yeah.
And I think for these, like, flights, and, you know, I think that might be a good idea, but don't just leave your kid to the whatever device that can keep their attention temporarily. But one thing, sort of my reservation on this is, these devices often make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And is it a good idea to... See, I'm sympathetic of kids, too. Is it a good idea for them to wear headphones when they're, like, so young? But otherwise, you'd be disturbing other people. So, you know, it could be a temporary remedy, but I don't really know if it's a great idea.
Well, yeah. Like, I definitely... You do see that. I feel like perhaps on some of my flights between this country and my home country... people of perhaps more one nationality than another tend to play with things that, that cause louder noises that are audible to other passengers. And headphones is one way of getting around that. You do want to be careful with kids, but I think the bigger issue there is you should turn down the volume. I don't know if, well, you know, the kids should do it themselves. They should be taught to do that. If not, the parents should do that for them. Or maybe, like, these devices should have, like, I know there's, like, parent mode for various things. Maybe that should include, or I don't know if it does, but perhaps it should, like, a volume control thing. Like, okay, you set it on parent mode whatever it is, so or family mode, so that the kid can only access certain functions and the volume can only go up so loud. And, but yeah, if you're on there and your kids are doing technology, they either should have it be very, very quiet or at a reasonable level with headphones.
Yes, when it comes down to it, there is responsible parenting, even if you let your kids watch a lot of iPad or devices. Also, a kind that I personally have a little bit of a problem with is the walker.
You do?
I am a parent, and I know the necessity of walking your kids occasionally so that they don't freak out and scream and be more annoying. But what I do not like is not only, you know, walking on the aisle, which all parents do, is, you know, some parents think their kid is so cute that they want them to meet the entire plane. That, you know, whenever your kid holds out hand towards your direction, you are expected to shake it. But sorry, I don't want to shake that sticky hand that probably just held a candy bar or something.
Yeah.
You know, they want their kid to be the ambassador of friendship. and everybody is supposed to come on board. I'm sorry, maybe I talk too much.
No. I think this goes into, like, how people treat kids and that sort of thing in general. On the one hand, some people are like, as soon as they see a baby, they have to hold it sort of thing. And that I don't think is good. On the other hand, sometimes it's like you see the parents, like, they want everyone to meet their kids. And I think both of these are a little extreme. I think, yeah, walking your kids, very important. If someone wants to say hello to them, be friendly, sure. But I would agree that, yeah, you know, it's your responsibility as a parent, again, as I said in the beginning, to make sure that your kid does not bother other people. Like, in other types of public, maybe less so. But planes are a very special situation. There's not a lot of room. You can't go many other places. And it's often a unpleasant time for people anyway. So there's extra responsibility there.
Right. And so, I can't believe that you had a little monologue earlier on. It's like you're stealing lines from my book. And I honestly admire the walker, actually.
Really?
Yes, it's actually the parent doing something about the kid. Yeah. The parent is walking. It sounds like walking a dog.
Dog, I was thinking that too.
That's not what I was going for. So the parent is actually, you know, walking with the kid, trying to basically calm him or her down. And I think that effort is just so valuable. You know, I admire that, basically. And also, the screamer. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's basically
Who is the screamer?
The kid.
I would hope it's not the parents screaming.
No. Just to show how tolerant I actually am when it comes to kids, I can't even believe it myself, is that when I look at the screamer, I can totally understand because the kid is, it can be a little beast and a little monster. I don't know how you can control that little thingy, you know, and then I can understand. I think when the mom has tried walking up and down the aisle, going to the end of the plane, trying to just shut the kid, and I think I can totally respect that. And like this person writing this article, I would even offer that mom a cup of coffee or something when the kid actually can, you know, be in silent mode. I think because for us, I think this is a little creature that is, I don't even know, like, imagine how one can control him or her. So when the parents are trying this hard, I will, you know, cut them some slack, and I would be very understanding in this term.
Nice job at humanizing those little babies there.
humanizing myself.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, as bad as it is for you to listen, and I've been lucky, I've been on, like, no flights almost where there's been a kid screaming. I don't know how that happened, because apparently it happens with other people. As bad as it is for you, it's, like, worse for the parents. So,
yeah.
Give them some slack, but parents, be proactive.
Yeah, also just one little excuse for the kids, because the pressure that the plane can bring, it gets worse
for their
babies, on their eardrums. So, you know, a little bit more understanding, as Brian has always preached.